CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. In a late Sunday night session, the House Budget Committee approved a budget bill backed by President Trump, a bill conservatives blocked from passing on Friday. Speaker Mike Johnson.
The government is too large, it does too many things, and it does very little well. And we have to cut spending. And that's what our party stands for. That's what we're going to do in this bill. It will be historic in the scope. It will save the largest amount of money that's been saved in at least several decades and probably arguably in the whole history of the country.
It's expected the full House will vote on the bill late this week. President Trump and Russian President Putin are scheduled to speak on the telephone Monday. Trump wants to see if he can push Putin to agree to a ceasefire in Ukraine. CBS's Willie James Inman.
The high-stakes phone call between the leaders comes as the White House grows frustrated over stalled negotiations to end the war in Ukraine.
Are they tapping us along? Well, that's what we're trying to find out.
On Face the Nation, Secretary of State Marco Rubio said the president wants a face-to-face summit with Putin.
President Trump will sign the bipartisan Take It Down Act into law Monday afternoon at the White House. The act makes it a federal crime to knowingly publish or threaten to publish so-called non-consensual intimate imagery like revenge porn and deep fakes. It requires websites and social media platforms to remove such images within 48 hours after a victim requests it. Former President Biden and his family are considering treatment options now after the news that he's been diagnosed with an aggressive form of prostate cancer. Here's cancer specialist Dr. David Agus.
We've slowed down screening by blood tests, the PSA tests in our country. President Biden had urinary symptoms, and that caused him to go for an exam, which showed a nodule on his prostate, which led to the biopsy and the diagnosis of metastatic cancer.
In the statement, the family said the cancer cells have spread to the bone. It also said, however, the cancer appears to be hormone sensitive, which allows for effective management. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating an incident caught on the cell phone cameras of many people in New York City. CBS's Chanel Call has that.
Oh, my God.
A Mexican Navy tall ship hit New York City's iconic Brooklyn Bridge Saturday night.
What is going on?
The collision snapped all three masts, stunning onlookers.
It was kind of like a slow motion event unfolding, really.
There were 277 naval personnel and cadets on board.
Two people were killed, more than a dozen were injured. And two members of a family that was walking on train tracks in northern Ohio were killed Sunday night when they were hit by a train. At least one person is missing. Police are looking in a nearby river. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This Memorial Day, turn up the heat with the Home Depot. Find the perfect grill and patio set to keep the cookouts coming all season long. Grill up a feast with the Next Grill 4-burner gas grill, only $229. And complete your space with the stylish Glen Ridge Falls 7-piece dining set, now on special buy for just $499 with free delivery. Take your Memorial Day cookout to the next level all summer long with the Home Depot. See homedepot.com/delivery for more details.
For 70 years, we've been known as the Humane Society of the United States. But as the challenges animals face have grown, so have we. We are now called Humane World for Animals. And if you love animals, you're part of our world. Humane World for Animals. The end of animal cruelty.
Grab your things, I want to take you.
New research suggests there is a link between ADHD and concussions.
A new study in the Journal of Athletic Training found high school athletes with a concussion and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder took longer to recover and get back to the classroom and sports. For women and young athletes, it was even greater at up to 12 days. Concussion expert Steve Broglio evaluated the study.
The difference in the return to classroom time was pretty substantial.
So why are students with ADHD more susceptible to concussions? It might be a challenge in focus and reaction time. But Broglio reminds parents,
the benefit of sport far outweighs the risk.
Brad Gibson for CBS News.
In his first public mass, Pope Leo on Sunday promised to work for unity in a polarized Catholic Church and world. The first American pope said mass before an estimated 200,000 pilgrims, presidents, patriarchs, and princes. He appeared to choke up when two symbols of the papacy were placed on him during the mass. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
W.R.J.N. Weather.
your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy tonight. We'll see a low near 41. Partly sunny, 51 for Monday. Showers are likely Monday night. It'll be windy as well. East winds up to 35 miles per hour. Lows in the mid-40s. Highs only in the low 50s on Tuesday, and rain is likely. Currently 42 degrees.
Side. Oh. Park to Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
But if I'd been a man in reality, you'd still be here. Never have to worry about what is worse or what is best.
But little does she know that when she left. time that I found her holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too.
Not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Really dig those styles they wear, and
decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN.
You're alone and life is making you lonely. You can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. Forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No final place for sure, downtown. Everything's waiting for you. Downtown. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movies. Shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles. You're gonna be alright.
look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Ooh, crystal blue persuasion. Better get ready. Gonna see you. Slow your Mustang down.
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Only 6 years old.
information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
Myself because I love you, yes I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer it will grow stronger every day. Times before with the girl next door, but that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you, and I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer it can grow stronger every day. Whenever I see you smile at me, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see your smiling face my way, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No one can tell me that I'm.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. The House Budget Committee has approved a spending bill that's been a priority for President Trump.
Instead of voting no, conservative holdouts voted present Sunday night to narrowly approve President Trump's so-called Big Beautiful Bill. The hardliners rejected the package Friday, pressing for deeper cuts and reforms to Medicaid. Speaker Mike Johnson met with the lawmakers and said discussions continue over minor modifications to the package, which funds the president's border, energy, and tax priorities. Johnson is pushing for a final House vote before the Memorial Day recess. Nicole Killian, CBS News, Washington.
Former President Biden and his family are now considering treatment options after his doctors diagnosed him with prostate cancer. Cancer specialist Dr. David Agus says the fact that the cancer has spread means Biden is in for a tough fight.
We classically grade prostate cancer by Gleason score, which